Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Western North Carolina is seeing historic flooding as Hurricane Helene came ashore as a Category 3 hurricane in Florida yesterday. We will likely only see about 1 to 3 inches in this area with some locally heavy spots. However, the National Weather Service began warning yesterday afternoon that we are under an enhanced risk of tornadoes. 5 to 12 inches of rain are expected in the mountains of North Carolina. Because of the potential for dangerous winds and tornadoes today, Columbus County schools are on remote instruction, and Whiteville City Schools do not have classes today. It is an optional teacher work day. However, Whiteville City Schools will be back in normal session on Monday. In other news today, Jonathan Jordan will spend the next 18 to 23 years in prison after his conviction on drug trafficking charges on Wednesday. He was charged after a traffic stop turned up heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, and cocaine in his car in 2022. The drugs were in a Crown Royal bag that fell from his pocket as he exited the vehicle. Southeastern Community College officially opened its new $374,000 greenhouse on Wednesday. The greenhouse was paid for through the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund as part of the ongoing efforts to modernize agribusiness education in Columbus County. Now, residents who are still dealing with damage from last week's tropical cyclone in Columbus are asked to call emergency services at 910-640-6610. If you select option 4, you can find out about resources that are available in our county. Now, that tropical cyclone is still giving headaches to farmers, as it technically wasn't a tropical storm. Since it didn't get named, crop insurance won't pay off. County commissioners voted on Monday to ask the state and federal governments for assistance in the wake of both this summer's drought and Tropical Cyclone 8. Now, crop insurance will not reimburse farmers for losses unless a storm has been named by the National Hurricane Center. If state and federal leaders agree to help out, farmers could benefit from insurance claims on some of the losses of crop. Voter registration ends October 11th for the November 5th election. In-person early voting begins October 17th. All voters must present an acceptable form of identification when casting or returning a ballot. Free voter IDs are available through the Board of Elections office. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will have a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park Saturday. The inaugural Faith in Motion Car and Tractor Show kicks off at 11 a.m. with classic cars, trucks, tractors, and motorcycles. Entry fee is $25. Trophies will be awarded at 3 p.m. It's free for spectators. There will be food, entertainment, and family activities all day. The second annual Night of Praise starts at 5:30. The Ox and Dimes will be the special musical guest, along with praise teams from 4 area churches. There will also be some special speakers. And a baked goods auction will go to benefit the Building Fund for Transformation Church. Veterans Memorial Park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. Everyone is welcome. A benefit breakfast and lunch will be held for Michael Harden on October 5th at Macedonia Church in Evergreen. Sausage wraps, hot dogs, and baked goods will be available starting at 6 a.m. The church is located at 6791 Princess Anne Road in Evergreen. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.